we're pleased to be joined now by the new chairman of the U.S. Wheat Associates, Clark Hamilton. Good morning, Clark.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us. You're a farmer in Idaho, so we will kind of leave it at that. So first thing up is tell us about you and your operation.
Okay, well, as you said, we farm in East Idaho. I'm a third-generation farmer, and my wife and I and our two sons farm about 6,000 acres in small grains, potatoes, and also some oilseed crops and canola now. Half of that is irrigated, and half of that is under dry land. So, and as far as wheat, we're fortunate here, we can pretty much grow all the classes of wheat, minus the soft red, but even some durum from year to year, just depending on what the market's going to do.
Well, that sounds interesting. I know we continue to see durum other places like Kansas and others trying to see if that might fit, probably if the weather all works out. But so we know a little bit about your farm. And tell us about kind of how you got to where you are. It looks like your resume shows you have spent a lot of time as an advocate and in leadership roles within the wheat industry, both locally and now going through the chains of U.S. wheat.
Yeah, you know, I think, well, for me, I just have a passion for agriculture, and I'm watching my sons now, and I have grandkids, so it's kind of fun having them around. They're the fifth generation, and so I really enjoy this lifestyle, and I think to help keep it healthy, I think all of us need to get involved. And it's easy to not get involved because we like what we do. We like being out on our own, but I felt like it was a little bit important to get involved. So anyway, I started in the grower group, Idaho Grain Producers Association, and from there was the appointed to the commission, and the commission is what allowed me to work with U.S. Wheat, and I was fortunate enough to get elected to the board, and what a pleasure it is. I mean, I think that's a great organization. You know, the overseas staff with U.S. Wheat, and they do such a good job, and the employees are awesome. They really are, and the work they do, I think, is so important. So it's just that's how I got involved, and I've enjoyed working in our industry and working with all these good people.
Okay, so you have spent the last few years going through the chain of leadership within the U.S. Wheat, and so now here you are, and I think everyone knows. I mean, the first thing probably comes to mind is, oh, the challenges facing not only the wheat industry, but production agriculture. So looking at wheat, continue to grow these markets. Is that what you see maybe as your top priority, or what are some of the priorities you would like to see happen as your time as chair?
So I think, you know, we're for lack of a better word, we're victims of the market. And the market does what it's supposed to do. And I think when you look at prices right now, I mean, every farmer's not happy with the prices. But one thing about the good work that U.S. Wheat does is I think during these times, those relationships that we've built and the overseas loyal customers that we have, you know, when this price gets like this, hopefully we'll export more wheat, and that will sure help. You know, we suffered a drought in the Southern Plains and lower quantities of wheat in the U.S., and our wheat was so expensive to export. But I think even during those times, it's so important to maintain those relationships and keep working, you know, on all the things that our buyers need as far as quality and what they need. And it'll come back around, and I think we'll see exports go up but with these lower prices.
Right. One of the things that you've done being on the U.S. Wheat Board is you co-chaired the Heart White Wheat Committee. Talk about that. I mean, white wheat has been one that has, for many years, held some promise, and then it's kind of been coming and going, and in certain areas has had a little bit of strength, and others not quite so much. What do you see the future? And again, not to necessarily have one class over another, but white wheat continues to be one that certain markets are really wanting, and U.S. farmers are still maybe not seeing the adaptability that that many had hoped.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, more than 25 years, we've felt like, oh, white wheat is really going to take off because it offers so many more advantages as far as yield and milling and even flavor and all of these kind of things. But there's been a lot of challenges. And one main challenge, and U.S. Wheat addressed, and we may revisit this down the road, you know, we've put hard white, both winter wheat, both hard white winter and hard white spring in the same class. And that's created a little bit of confusion because they are different. They're just as different as hard red winter and hard red spring, in my opinion. And so trying to market that has been a bit of a challenge. I will tell you that in East Idaho, there's quite a demand here for local mills with our hard white spring. And that's been a good opportunity and a good option for many farmers here. I know that our foreign buyers would love to see it, but it's hard to get to that volume. And I think some of the problems I think that Kansas farmers had with hard white winter wheat and some quality issues has been another challenge. But I have a hunch that, you know, down the road we may distinguish between those two, and we still might see hard white grow. I know the local mills here in Idaho and around the country, they are using more hard white, but right. It has been very difficult to get the volume to export.
Right, absolutely. Okay, the other thing I just want to talk a little bit about is you've been on many trade missions, but you've also hosted trade teams. Talk about the importance of those international connections, not only in the position you are now, but just helping the overall industry.
Yeah, I appreciate that because, you know, I mentioned some of the reasons why I got involved, but one of the major reasons I got involved with U.S. Wheat was I was had the opportunity to host trade teams here in Idaho. And what an opportunity that is. We've had them many times to our farm and from all over the world. And what an opportunity to build relations and also give those people the opportunity to see what we do. And I think it's great. Food quality is food safety is so important. And I think we do a good job of presenting how safe our food is, the techniques we use. They have the opportunity to come out and in some cases they can see the seeding process, the harvest, all of it. But building those relationships and letting them see firsthand what we do, I think goes a long way to building a good market relationship.
Okay. Well, Clark, we appreciate the time. We know you've got a busy day ahead of you. Those rare days you're actually on the farm this year as chair of U.S. Wheat, I'm sure you're going to be putting a lot of miles on and continuing to do that. But now, interesting times for sure in production agriculture and in the wheat industry in particular. So we look forward to continuing this conversation. Hopefully we'll talk as more things develop here over your year as chairman, so sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks. That's Clark Hamilton, an Idaho farmer. He is the new chair of the U.S. Wheat Associates for the 24-25 year.